All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Thursday. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical occupational, and speech therapy all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. After speaking with the police department yesterday, the Bad Axe Police are investigating a two-vehicle injury crash that happened Monday afternoon on North Van Dyke Road near Hartzell Road in Huron County. That's near Walmart and Big Boy. Police say a 23-year-old ugly woman was pulling out of a private driveway around 3:10 p.m. when her vehicle entered the path of a southbound pickup truck driven by a 20-year-old Elkton man. Authorities say the truck driver was unable to avoid the collision. The ugly woman was taken to Shearer Hospital by Central Huron Ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. The pickup driver was also treated for minor injuries and transported to McLaren Thumb Hospital. Investigators say the driver of the car was cited for failing to yield. Multiple agencies assisted at the scene, including Bad Axe Fire Department, the Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Central Huron Ambulance. And some recent sentences in Huron County 52nd Circuit Court. Jonathan Bender, 35, of Kindy, operating while intoxicated, third offense. 270 days in jail with 1 day credit for time served. 3 years of probation, 480 hours of community service, electronic monitoring, and $700 in costs and fines. Christopher Johnsonbaugh, 50, of Marlette, domestic violence, 300 days in jail with 2 days credit for time served. 3 years of probation, $400 in costs and fines, electronic monitoring, and anger management program. Frederick McCoy, 54, Port Hope, unlawful driving away of a motor vehicle, habitual offender, third notice, 240 days in jail with 2 days credit for time served, 2 years of probation, $400 in costs and fines. Richard Lasoski, 45, of Bad Axe, delivery of a controlled substance, habitual offender, fourth offense, 22 months to 20 years in prison, with 82 days credit for time served, $480 in costs, fines, and restitution. Tamara Oxley, 61, of Caseville, probation violation, 150 days in jail with 8 days credit for time served. A 75-year-old woman is recovering after gunfire struck a home in Buena Vista Township early Saturday morning. Police say shots were fired around 1:30 a.m. at a residence on Whittier Street. Investigators say 3 rounds hit the home with bullets traveling through a wall and a window. One of the bullets struck the woman in the shoulder. She was treated at a local hospital and was reported to be recovering as of Monday. Two teenage boys were also inside the home at the time, but neither was hurt. A Michigan State Police canine team searched the surrounding area following the shooting, but no suspects were located. The investigation remains active. We'll be right back.
Spring is a season of renewal, a time when days grow brighter, routines begin to shift, and many families look ahead with fresh perspective and hope. It's also a time to focus on health, healing, and the support that helps loved ones move forward with confidence. My name is Tammy Johnson, Director of Facility Operations at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we provide a supportive, welcoming environment where compassionate care is at the heart of everything we do. Our team offers short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care, along with personalized support focused on comfort, dignity, and quality of life. Families can feel reassured knowing that their loved ones are cared for close to home by professionals who value clear communication, consistency, and respect. This spring, choose a place that embraces healing and new beginnings. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, your loved ones are always our priority.
A patient who was being treated in the back of an ambulance had to be airlifted to a Grand Rapids hospital yesterday after the ambulance was rear-ended and rolled over into a ditch. Northbound U.S. 131 in Elgin County was closed for over 2 hours near the exit to 129th Avenue as first responders continued to clear the scene. As of 9:45 p.m., the highway remained closed. Deputies were dispatched to the crash at 6:59 p.m. yesterday on reports of an ambulance involved in a rollover crash. Authorities said the driver of the pickup truck fell asleep at the wheel and crashed into the back of the ambulance, causing it to lose control and veer into a ditch, rolling over and landing on its roof. Two of the paramedics who were inside the ambulance were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And the annual Click It or Ticket seatbelt enforcement campaign is underway in Michigan. From now until May 31st, the Michigan State Police, along with officers from local and county police agencies across the state, will be actively conducting seatbelt enforcement. Michigan has a primary seatbelt law, which means a police officer can stop and ticket a motorist at any time solely for not wearing a seatbelt. The Click or Ticket campaign underscores that and is to increase compliance. It is estimated that more than 1,900 lives have been saved since 2015 when the Michigan's primary seatbelt law started. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment, with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.